This is Dr. Dave dictating follow-up consultation on Jose, J-O-S-E, Montoya, M-O-N-T-O-Y-A. His date of birth is July. Excuse me, July 19, 1985. New paragraph, patient seen for Dr. K. Shelton, S-H-E-L-T-O-N, of North Texas Medical Center in Gainesville. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. Jose Montoya is known to me from before. He has significant iron deficiency anemia from hemorrhoidal bleed. He also has hypogonadism. The patient presented initially on 5/10 with symptoms of extreme weakness, fatigue, and no energy. The patient brought some lab results which showed his hemoglobin around 9, hemoglobin is 9.2, creatinine was 27.6. So during that encounter, his physical examination revealed his weight to be 233, blood pressure 152/83, pulse was 101, IgNT showed paler, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia, secondary to hemorrhoidal bleed. Patient reported he bled almost every day. And history of hypogonadism. New paragraph. Recommendations. At that point, CBC, CMP, ferritin, iron were drawn. Patient was given iron infusion of infrared of 1 gram in 250 normal saline over a couple hours. When checked during that evaluation, his ferritin was 7. Hemoglobin was 8.7, creatinine was 29.3. So patient apparently had significant iron deficiency anemia. Patient was seen again on 5/23. He is given another unit, another 1 gram of intravenous infrared. Patient says that after first infusion, he felt a lot better. He was able to perform in a test somewhere out of state. And now he has another one coming up in 1 week, and he wants to make sure that he may be able to run at certain speed. New paragraph. We'll see how he fares with this infusion. We'll see him in a couple weeks. Thank you for your continued support. This is follow-up consultation on Jose Montoya. Thank you.